Hi, Fred. I was out to lunch. I'm sorry.
How's that?
I was out at the Capitol to lunch.
Oh, well, I thought I'd better get back to you. I've been on the telephone between bites with our friend almost since you called me. I haven't words in my mouth to say he's all tied up, but I can tell you where I've been with him. He's in the right direction, but he's worried as hell about two things, and one of them is he's going to be the chairman of this business council come the first of the year, which, in my judgment, has nothing to do with this now. He isn't that now, anyway. And not going to be announced for a while. He hasn't been elected yet, as a matter of fact. The other one is that he didn't know whether he should be because he's a director of the AT&T company, which I assure you has nothing to do with it either. But thrashing around about this chairman business, and I just had to hang up on him and tell him I think he ought to think about it some more.
Okay.
Now, I've been playing around with who else might make a pass at him, and I would guess Jack Connor. Do you know him? Merck & Company?
Yeah, yep. I don't know him very well, but I know him.
Go after him beside me. I don't think I ought to start conniving against this guy or get mad.
Yep.
Now, Sydney's mixed up in this too, isn't he?
Yep.
Heinberg.
Yep.
Suppose I call him and...
Wish you would.
I wasn't bothering this, and I'm going to be really honest. It's not a question of who he's for. He says he's not going to step out yet until he finds out how he can get out of under. He's, of course, Pennsylvania politics has been in his blood too, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got to step up and walk away from a couple of pretty... Well, Senator Scott is one of them that's worrying him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
What do you mean? He won't support Scott?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. A lot of them. I expect 9 out of 10 of these men will vote for...
Scranton awful hard against the other.
Well, that's all right.
He's just upset the way it went, and he's rightfully so.
That's right. But that's why I ought to be for me and go on and vote for Scott.
I don't think there's much doubt about that. It's his chairman business that's bothering him.
Mm.
But you let...
Well, tell him go on and get on the committee, and we'll worry about that.
Let this simmer a little bit. I'll find a way to get. I think Sydney can call Jack Connor and.
You get a hold of Sydney right away. I got to do this because I've been waiting on it, and I'm going up. That convention starts tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and I just want to. Yeah. I've got a bunch of good names. I got Cabot, and I've got a bunch of good ones. I just want this fellow, if he will, and I'll make him proud of it.
I'll call Sydney. I think I know where he is. I think he's in Joe Fowler's office.
Yeah, well, you try to get him and get him to do it.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Fred.
If he works on the Jack, who's a little closer to this fellow than I, and I can't tell him what to do, you know.
I know that.
I don't know. I've done what I could, I guess, and except find some other way to get at him.
Thank you, Fred.
Maybe by Monday you'll call me, but I can't tell you that right now.
Thank you, Fred.
Waiting.